everybody. This is Gary, and this is an 8-ounce episode of I'll Have a Beer and Talk, the short version of my regular show, where instead of talking about 7 tech-related stories while I have a beer, I talk about one story and have a little bit of beer, in theory. On this day, back in the future year of 1999, my wife and I first met. And we've been together ever since. Now, before you think I'm the stereotypical husband that forgets anniversaries, I didn't forget. I did, however, not realize that in my slow attempt to bring the show back to Friday recording and postings, it would coincide with our plans for this occasion marking an important life event. So I have to get the show in the can quickly so we can get to our fancy overnight accommodations. Don't worry, there's beer there. Speaking of beer, let's give the randomizer a spin and see what I will be chugging this week. Hooray! I shall be drinking Ten Barrel Brewing Company's Out of Office, a 5.6% ABV German Pilsner. German Pilsners are, as BeerAdvocate.com puts it, well-hopped beers with a spicy herbal or floral aroma and flavor, with a flash of citrus-like zest, hop bitterness. The Pilsner beer was first brewed in Bohemia, a German-speaking province in the old Austrian Empire. Pilsner is one of the most popular styles of lager beers in Germany and in many other countries. Like, oh, the country I'm in right now, the United States of America. USA, 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 USA. You can tell I'm very enthusiastic right now. Hey, let's switch to the beer mic so I can drink this quickly. It smells the most perfect hop odor. It's pure perfection. And it looks like pure perfection. It is the most beautiful straw yellow color. Very, very clear with a nice white head. You know, because it's a German Pilsner. It's perfection in beer form. Well, let's just double check that it also will taste perfect. Yep, that's perfect. Perfect taste, perfect level of hoppiness, perfectly clean aftertaste. It's very... very clean beer. Delicious. Hey, did you know that platypuses are really, really weird animals? Mashable reminded me of this. Platypuses are Australian. They have duck bills and lay eggs, but aren't ducks. In fact, they're not even mammals. They're monotremes. And they don't have nipples or teats. To feed their young milk, they excrete it through their pores like sweat. Delicious. And that milk is special. Back in 2010, it was discovered that the milk had certain properties that could be used to develop ways of combating antibiotic-resistant superbug bacteria. Researchers at CSIRO, which, if you were unawares, is an independent agency, part of the Australian government responsible for scientific research, bided up with Deakin University to figure out what the deal was with platypus milk and its super antibacterial properties. Platypus are such weird animals that it would make sense for them to have weird biochemistry, said CSIRO scientist and lead author on the research published in Structural Biology Communications, Janet Newman. By taking a closer look at their milk, we've characterized a new protein that has unique antibacterial properties with the potential to save lives. Yes, thanks to the animal's poor delivery system, the platypus had to evolve some pretty tough milk, as it is directly exposed to the environment before the little babies could lap it up. The milk contains a powerful protein, and the science team replicated that protein in a lab to get a better look. And boy howdy, that look revealed something special. The protein had a fold that had never before been seen. It's been called Shirley Temple because its ringlet-like formation resembles Shirley Temple's signature curls, and that seems to be part of how the protein's antibacterial properties work. Although we've identified this highly unusual protein as only existing in monotremes, this discovery increases our knowledge of protein structures in general and will go on to inform other drug discovery work done at the center, Newman said, referring to the C3 Collaborative Crystallization Center, a CSIRO research facility. So platypus milk is capable of killing superbugs. My takeaway? How about instead of taking our antibiotics, we all go suck on some sweaty platypuses for maximum healing? Huh? And I'll leave you this week with that beautiful mental image burning into your brain. It's definitely time for me to go. please visit my sponsor, Pulp and Deckle, at PulpandDeckle.com. And if you can please support the show financially, you can do so at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. $1 a month is all you need to commit to on the minimum. Huh? Huh? All right, I'm out here. As always, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and platypuses about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@pulpanddeckle.com or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. Still there. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!